Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي.
What non-Muslims say about Ali, the first successor of Prophet Muhammad. Sir William Moore, 1819-1905, Scottish scholar and statesman, held the posts of Foreign Secretary to the Indian government as well as Lieutenant Governor of the Northwestern Provinces, says the following about Imam Ali in his book, The Life of Muhammad. Endowed with a clear intellect, warm in affection and confiding in friendship, he was from the boyhood devoted heart and soul to the Prophet. Simple, quiet, and unambitious when in after days he obtained the rule of half of the Muslim world, it was rather thrust upon him than sought. The Life of Muhammad.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is to my brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are discussing this living miracle of the Messenger of Allah, Imam Ali, alayhi salam. It is interesting that we find the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, said on an occasion, "Ya Ali, I have reserved you for myself. Are you not happy for being the brother of the Prophet?" Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Yes, indeed, O Messenger of Allah, I am incredibly happy. But how is it that I obtained such an honor?" It is then that the Holy Prophet took Imam Ali's hand in his hand, took him up to the pulpit, raised his hands in prayer and said, "O Lord, Ali is from me and I am from Ali. His position to me is as Aaron's is to Moses." And then the Messenger of Allah said, "Whomever I am the master, Ali is his master as well." And so following this event, Imam Ali happily set out for his house. And following Imam Ali, Umar ibn Khattab, the second caliph of the Muslims, said, "Congratulations for this position. Now you are my master and the master of every Muslim." Now, it is interesting in the book that I was reading this passage, it said that this was an event and a statement or an occurrence which happened on the time of Mubahila, even though this same thing or this same narration appears when it comes to the event of Ghadir. Of course, in that event, it is a much longer tradition that is narrated. But this passage that I found was in a book by Allama Hilli. And so here it was related that this event also happened on the day of Mubahila before they left for the event of Mubahila. But regardless, the point here to take into consideration is this idea of the successorship of Imam Ali. And of course, this is one of the things that we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and that is the importance of wilaya, the importance of this authority, this mastership, which of course originates from Allah and then continues to the Messenger of Allah, and then it continues on to the Wali of Allah, Imam Ali alayhi salam. This wilayat and this authority being so important that the Messenger of Allah says that whoever I am the master, Ali is his master as well. But what is really interesting and almost surprising and kind of confusing as well is how the second caliph goes and says to Imam Ali alayhi salam, "Congratulations upon this position." And then he says that now you are my master and that of every Muslim. And a question arises is that if the second caliph knew what the position of Imam Ali was, and he himself said that you are my master and the master of every Muslim, the Mawla, the master, then why was it that the people did not allow Imam Ali to take the reins of the governorship, the rulership, the wilaya, and the khilafah of the Muslim Ummah? A very strange and peculiar question. But regardless, we find that this position of wilaya is a position which was an integral part of the existence and the being of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And as Imam Khomeini very eloquently said, this wilaya continues with the righteous scholars. An interesting and beautiful lesson regarding wilaya, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program to my brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program. And at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم فاستجب دعائي واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan, and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
إنك على كل شيء قدير.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
The Sufi groups, you know, they have their own literature and books, and one of the famous books by Abu Nu'aym is a book known as Hilyat al-Awliya, a multi-volume work where they have the biography of the spiritual masters. And as I said, Ali is at the top in that list. When they talk about the life of Ali there, the words that they use for him, and many of them are actually from the titles that Rasulullah has given to him. Let me just share these, some of these with you. Mahbub al-Ma'bud, Bab Madinat al-Ilm wal-Ulum, the beloved of the Lord, the gate to the city of knowledge, Ra'yat al-Muhtadeen, flag of the rightly guided ones, Waliyul Muttaqeen, the Nur al-Muti'een, the light of the obedient servants of Allah, Waliyul Muttaqeen, master of the pious, Imam al-Adileen, leader of the just ones, Aqdamuhum Ijabatan wa Imanan, the foremost in Iman and accepting the message of Rasulullah, Aqwamuhum Qadiyatan wa Iqanan, the most steadfast in the events. Never did Ali run away in any situation. Rather, the armor of Ali was very unusual. You know, he never put anything on his back, because Ali never ran away and never showed his back to the enemy. He would only put the armor in the front, because when he faces the enemy, he's facing the enemy, doesn't run away from the enemy. Qudwatul Muttaqeen, Zinatul Arifin, ideal of the righteous ones and the beauty for the spiritual ones. And at the end, again, this is based on a hadith which is more found in the Sunni books and not in Shia books that much, where they describe Ali as al-mamsus fi dhatillah. The word mamsus is from mas, touching. Al-mamsus fi dhatillah can be translated differently, two different ways. If it's fi dhatillah or if it's bi dhatillah. Fi dhatillah or bi dhatillah. Al-mafsus fi dhatillah means the one who is actually touched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in a physical sense. Means that hope is on both sides, from abd to rab and from rab to abd. That is the touching on a spiritual level. And another meaning would be that he is actually submerged in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.